De opvang van vluchtelingen in ons land begrijpering. Alleen de Servische vrouw kan de Servische man redden. Ze propageren een zuiver Servische cultuur en willen nationale tradities die teruggaan tot in de middeleeuwen in ere herstellen. Het lijkt niet meer dan een bedenkelijke beweging van een aantal provocerende dames, maar door hun trendy imago en de ruime aandacht van de pers oefenen zij een gevaarlijke aantrekkingskracht uit op de Servische jeugd. Sarita Matijević maakte een portret van de twee leidsters van de beweging. Laat u overigens niet van de wijs brengen door de steeds wisselende toiletten van de dames.
The major problem of Serbs and Slavs, including Russians, in all this New World Order story is the fear of losing identity, cultural and social identity. And when I say national identity, that's basically what I mean. That's first of all concerning culture, spiritual values, and tradition in its most positive sense.
Ideologically speaking, we are revolutionary conservatives, and some people call us rightists because we respect tradition, we go to church, we have respect for family and for all old values, but we are open for modern things. And as our famous theologian Nikolai Velimirovich said, there is only one way of truth and beauty, and that's the royal way. So we just try to keep on this way. That's our ideology and our faith.
Also, because of media satanization of Serbs, we had a hard time now promoting Serbian culture because Serbs are presented as ugly, terrible killers, people who are not civilized, people who are not polite, and people who don't have any culture whatsoever. I must say that Serbian culture is very ancient. We are on these territories for a couple of thousands of years, and we were participating in shaping European culture in prehistorical, antique, and medieval times, as well as today. Our culture is actually a synthesis of medieval Byzantine civilization, Slavic soul and spirit, ethnic tradition of Slavs and all the Indo-European tribes. Our music is from the times, as one famous ethnomusicologist, Romanian Brailoiu, said, it's from the times when God was walking still on the earth.
A conflict between peasants and intellectuals, between rural and urban concept. The peasants didn't understand intellectuals, and intellectuals just despised peasants. So we are trying to reconciliate all those two concepts. I do it in my writings, I do it in my life. I milk cow and I write on computer.
De vrouwen bezoeken regelmatig het front en militaire ziekenhuizen omdat ze geloven dat het moreel van de strijders positieve impulsen krijgt van het kijken naar aantrekkelijke jonge vrouwen. De vrouwen zijn een onderdeel van de nieuw-rechtse beweging die na de val van het communisme sterk is opgekomen binnen het Servische intellectuele milieu. Ze zijn het meest excentriek, maar ook het meest extreem rechts. De groep telt 42 leden. Hun voornaamste doel is de Servische natie en de Servische soldaten helpen overal waar dat nodig is, dus ook in de oorlogsgebieden.
We have a lot of projects which are connected with war zones, and We plan to make a lot of underground and documentary films there. Also, I have two theater programs which I want to present in Knin and to create there. And we're preparing two books about Krajina's intellectuals and about their culture and folklore.
Isidora Bjelica, 26 jaar, is de leidster van het groepje vrouwen. Ze heeft verschillende theaterstukken geschreven en er werden 3 boeken van haar gepubliceerd. Ze omschrijft zichzelf onder andere als filosoof, intellectueel en dandy.
My third book, Notorious, is my autobiography. And now in the theater Duško Radović, they are preparing a monodrama from this novel. And I am yellow newspapers just adore me. So this is a story, what is a real truth about me.
De vrouwengroepering van Isidora Bjelica is ultra-rechts, extreem nationalistisch en gefixeerd op schoonheid. Ze proberen de oude, uit de middeleeuwen stammende Servische tradities in ere te herstellen en het eerlijke boerenleven tot voorbeeld te verheffen. Bjelica is een controversieel figuur. Haar leven is een aaneenschakeling van provocaties. Van het houden van een verjaardagsfeestje in nazistijl in Sarajevo, 7 jaar geleden, tot het deelnemen aan een stierengevecht in de Spaanse arena van Linares.
I'm the only Serbian girl who was in the corrida fighting with a bull, so I'm only Torera de Serbia.
There is a Big Brother. It's your TV set. Except, Big Brother is not watching you. You are watching Big Brother.
Simonida Stankovic is schilderes en muzikologe. Haar doel is het behouden en bewaken van het Servische cultuurgoed. De traditionele Servische muziek is daarbij voor haar belangrijk. De verheerlijking van de Servische heldendaden en de zuivere gevoelens van herders en boeren in die muziek moeten opnieuw een plaats krijgen in de Servische samenleving, vindt Stankovic. Verder coördineert zij het publiekelijk optreden van de vrouwen en waarschuwt ze de Serven voor het verderfelijke cultuurimperialisme van de zogenaamde nieuwe wereldorde.
In that regard, it's interesting to talk about music as part of that cultural tendency of the new world order. In music, if rock and roll did not run out of its ideas as it did, Westerners would never even remember about ethnic and traditional music of other non-Western humans and nations. Because of their cultural greed and greed for money, for exoticism which will bring money, they were using these music, but only for the sake of effect and exoticism, and not because of the meaning of that music as such. Members of my movement would like to bring also the meaning of that music and that culture. Of course, in adequate form. Preparing a new Serbian fashion, a new total Serbian design, where we are going to combine all those types, actually archetypes, aristocratic Serbian model and peasant Serbian model. It is the combination of
heroism and dandyism. And when I speak about dandyism under this, I consider obsession by beauty. Want to find a definition for us, you can call that we are neo-medievals or actually neo-Byzantines, but I would like to call us retro-avant-garde. We are too retro for avant-garde and too avant-garde for retro. That's our problem.
We certainly are accused from certain circles in Belgrade of being elitistic simply because no one expects from a nationalist, from a patriot, to be sophisticated, to take care about aesthetic aspects, about design, and to be elite as such. That's an attitude which was developed in this country for the last 50 years because of statistic dictatorship, in which any kind of patriotic exposure, and particularly the one which was elitistic, was banned. And actually, we do prefer to be understood in extreme ways, to be either completely misunderstood or completely understood. We would like to be in the middle. We can't be that anyway. We are not only against our own domestic establishment, which is actually on par at the moment in Serbia, but also against oppositionary establishment, which is helped enormously by the Western superpowers and therefore is even more established. Also, we are globally speaking against any kind of imperialistic establishment such as American one, for instance, which is in a very negative way influencing our culture, and together with local traitors, no matter are they communists or so-called Democrats, helping that our culture simply stop to exist. So we resent any kind of establishment.
That's why we invented a term, subversive traditionalism. That means that we are acting through the underground, but we are acting also through the traditionalism. That's a term which is proper for that what we do.
Just so.
Go over there. Quiet!
Press.
If you let it drop, you die. We all die!
You! I lied to the captain. I'm not an Australian. I'm an American Jew.
There! Everybody, sit down. اخر كلمة الامريكاي والانجليز على الصف واحد واذا عم تلدوا علينا بتشوفوا هذول الامريكان اللي على السقف واذا كان ما بتنفذوش اوامرنا بنطخ واحد كل ساعة.
Since the Syrians let us down we'll begin killing passengers.
Look, listen to me, I can help you. I could negotiate for you perhaps if they hear my voice.
Music. Put on some music.
The captain will now confirm what I have just said.
This is the captain of the Achille Lauro speaking.
The Palestinian commander, now in control of this ship, has informed me that one of the hostages has been executed.
If the commander doesn't receive adequate guarantees
of the immediate release of the 50 Palestinian prisoners, they will execute one hostage every hour, beginning from this moment.
General Davies, sir, the Syrians are answering from Tartus. Leave Syrian territorial waters immediately, or we will fire on the ship. The terrorist wants an explanation. Why? We are your brothers. I repeat, leave our waters immediately. That's all. Over and out.
I'm picking up a news broadcast. Listen.
Starting with Arafat, practically all the Arab leaders have now condemned the hijacking, calling it the work of pirates. Libya's Colonel Gaddafi, however, has tacitly approved the criminal action.
While news is still scattered.
We leave here now!
Are you sure? Maybe you didn't understand each other.
Start the engines!
What for?
We're to Libya.
Right. Washington on the line, sir.
Mr. President, I've just met with Prime Minister Craxi. I told him that after the terrorist declaration that they had killed a hostage, my government was calling for immediate military action.
And will he take that action?
No, sir. He stated before ordering such an operation that could cause a massacre among the hostages that his government wanted to explore every possible alternative. And he made clear that any military action against the Achille Lauro would be carried out by Italian forces.
I want you to tell the Prime Minister that I shall give him 24 hours, after which the United States reserves a right to launch a unilateral military operation.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Italian Embassy? Yes, my name is Luciano Serafini. I am one of the passengers from the Achille Lauro. What's going on? No! Can you give us some information? We know absolutely nothing.
Luciano, come quickly. The news is on the radio.
All right, I'll call back. Thank you, bye. It's yours, brother.
The Achille Lauro. There have been conflicting reports as to what actually happened. A Portuguese radio relay station claims to have picked up a message from the hijackers announcing the execution of one of the hostages. There are also some unconfirmed reports that special forces are to launch an attack during the night. Frantic diplomatic exchanges between the countries most concerned over the terrorist action seem to be at a deadlock, each claiming its jurisdictional rights in the matter. Further news on the hijacking of the Achille Lauro will be given at the next Voice of America News Roundup.
He succeeded. But if you really think it is necessary to kill someone to show how strong you are, that you will stop at nothing, you have to kill somebody important. The captain represents the ship. So, you should kill the captain.
Let's go on deck. Captain!
All right, everybody down. Down. Everybody. Molky, Molky!
Khaled radioed that we are not to go to Libya. He wants to talk to you, to give you our new course.
Khaled?
Yes, yes, to him.
Naval Attaché here, inform His Excellency that we are intercepting secret signals to the Achille Lauro.
Okay, can you hear me?
Is that you, Khaled?
Can you hear me?
I hear you, Khaled.
I think it's going to be possible to negotiate. We must salvage what we can.
You have to go back to Egypt, Port Said. It will be taken as a gesture of goodwill.
You understand?
Yes.
It is very important
to let people know that you have not harmed the passengers or crew.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand perfectly.
I promise. I will bring you all home, safe and sound.
This Khaled talks as though he's behind the hijacking. We know he is one of the leaders of a radical faction of the PLO. And yet, Arafat sent him to negotiate with the terrorists.
What does it mean? Trouble within the PLO? A double cross? What's going on?
I don't know.
Captain, we are changing course. Back to Egypt, Port Said.
Something happened?
Yes, things are looking better for all of us.
Does that mean there will not be any more executions?
Any more? I do not understand. Have you maybe seen an act of violence being committed on the ship? Captain, a little while ago, you said you represent this whole ship and everybody on it. This is your chance to bring them all home safely. Don't waste it. None of us have slept for over 48 hours. Your mind can begin to play nasty tricks on you. You're from Napoli. Have your kitchen make some good spaghetti. We love spaghetti and Italians. That is one of the reasons why we chose your beautiful ship.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm sure you realize I invited you here as representatives of the countries with the most citizens aboard Achille Lauro. The ambassador from Italy, from the United States, Great Britain, and the ambassador from Germany. Thank you so much for coming on such short notice. Please sit down. To start with, I can tell you that the first message received from the ship concerning an alleged killing was incorrect. It is now confirmed that all is well and there has been no violence and no victims.
Who says this?
The captain.
A man with a machine gun pointed at his head will say anything.
The message continues. The hijackers want to negotiate the release of the ship and the hostages, and the PLO is offering to send someone to mediate with the terrorists.
That would be amusing if it weren't so preposterous.
But does this mean that the PLO is admitting its connection with the terrorists?
Let's say that Arafat and his people think the pirates could be part of a lunatic splinter group, fanatics who took independent action. That's why they are offering to reason with them.
So that seems an acceptable basis for a negotiation.
If they are talking about unconditional surrender, there is being no violence. I agree.
Too many ifs, and trust me, too many games. And who is this suddenly peace-loving PLO mediator? And when does he arrive?
He should be arriving now in Port Said. He is a minor military leader, but who is much respected by the more extreme elements of the organization. He should be the very man to negotiate with the pirates. He's known as Khaled, but his real name is Abbas. Abu Abbas.
That's what we're all hoping for. But you have to understand that we cannot assume this responsibility if they have committed some more serious crime. In that case, things would become very complicated. Everything depends on what you tell me. You understand, Captain De Rosa?
I understand. Everything is fine.
Can you give me your word that there has been no act of violence?
One seaman was accidentally injured, but not seriously.
Gravity of the incident. He fell and fractured his leg.
Excuse me. Where's the sick bay? I got to find my husband.
The sick bay is 2 decks down.
But try to be patient, Signora. You can't go down now. It's not possible. Long. Look there.
You have my word. Everybody on board is well. That is a relief. Can I speak to the leader of the commando? Khaled, I want to know if the American and the Italian ambassadors are with you.
That's good. Come on, the country.
Prepare to leave the ship. And before you go, I want you to apologize to the captain and all the prisoners. And that's an order.
Repair all our damage.
All of it.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Prime Minister. Captain De Rosa speaking. Thank you. Yes, it's all over. Everyone on board is fine. But we have a passenger missing. Leon Klinghoffer. An American. Yes, we can't find him. For the time being, I'm listing as missing.
Have the Minister of Justice draw up an immediate request of extradition for the four terrorists. Top priority. Advise our ambassador in Egypt at once.
I've received two applications, one from the Italian government and one from U.S. government, both requesting extradition of four hijackers.
Murderers would be more accurate.
Even if that's true, we didn't know about it when we took them into custody.
But now we know the truth, and we want to make sure justice is done.
I'm sorry, but it's too late to do anything about it. We already handed the Achille Lauro hijackers over to the PLO representatives. They left Egypt.
Left? Where to? Maybe PLO headquarters in Tunis?
Yes, that would be it. Yes, yes. Tunis.
Officer, the PLO sent me to take charge of these men.
Our police have to question them first. I am waiting for my superiors now.
Can I have a word with the leader of the group while we wait?
Yes, all right.
Thank you.
Officer.
Is what you said about the ship's radio true? That you killed an American?
Yes. When the Syrians did not want to negotiate, I had to show them that I meant business.
Of course. But did anybody see the killing?
No. And when we got to Tartusa, they made us leave. I had them throw the body in the sea, way out into the sea.
Good, good. They will never find it. And if they don't find it, they can't accuse you of anything.
Enter. Soak. Tarak. The Guinea Gam.
Listen to me. Get me straight, all of you. You volunteered for a suicide mission in Israel. And you took over the ship because the steward discovered you. They never find a dead man, and you know nothing but him. That's your story for the Egyptians and Arafat too. And if you care about your lives, make sure you stick to it.
You liar, and you tricked us. But I know the truth now, and I'm not going to play your game anymore.
You little bastard. Stop it! Stop it! You betrayed the cause of the PLO. We make sure you stand trial for this.
We have no choice. The steward tore our arm.
You'll be judged by a Palestinian court, and you'll pay for your mistakes.
I tell you, a steward tore the arm. We have no choice.
I am.
And no one's going to pay!
Phony game!
You liar!
You tried to have killed! You think you won, huh? You think you won with this game?
I finished!
No, for them must be on that Egypt passenger plane as agreed. I told the ambassador that the Achille Lauro hijackers
already left Egypt.
No, no, the Americans and Italians must be crazy if they think we can hand them those Palestinians. Don't they realize that Egypt's an Arab country? The PLO would see it as a betrayal of our own brothers. No, no, absolutely not.
No, no, they must take that plane. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
They're still in Egypt. They never left. It was a lie. Now we make our move. These people are not home free yet.
Yes, Colonel, I think we've got the break we've been looking for. We've intercepted a conversation from Cairo between the Egyptian foreign minister and one of his aides. The four Achille Lauro hijackers and their leader, Abu Abbas, are still in Egyptian territory despite official declarations of the contrary. They're leaving Cairo at 2200 hours tonight, local time, on an Egypt Air common carrier, passenger plane.
General Davies is on the line, Mr. President. We've just gotten the final confirmation we've been waiting for. The aircraft left Cairo, and the murderers are on board.
Get them.
General Davies, the President says, get them.
Falcon 7 to base. We're approaching civil air route number 18. Have a passenger aircraft at 11 o'clock on my radar.
Be there, baby, be there!
I see it now.
I'll be on it in less than a minute.
Falcon 6, targets at 8,000 feet.
Affirmative, Falcon 7. I'm in position, Falcon 7.
Thank you. Falcon 7 to base, we've got the plane bracket. Right on, sir.
Congratulations, Falcon 7 and company.
Can we let them know we're here, sir?
By all means, Falcon 6.
Greetings. It's showtime.
What is going on?
Look! Airplane.
Hey,
what is it?
What is it?
America.
Jet fighters.
How do you
lead me?
Contact this.
I can't. They jammed our communication system. How do you lead me?
It's outrageous.
This is an Egyptian civil aircraft. They can't do this. It's piracy.
We've already told them that.
And what did they say?
Follow us or we'll bring you down.
Falcon 7 here. What's our destination, please?
Hang on. Getting word from Cyprus.
They've refused landing permission, sir.
And the nearest NATO base is Sigonella, Sicily. Falcon 7, escort the plane to Sigonella Air Base. That's eastern Sicily. We'll be following you.
When we get there, we'll take him in custody.
I copy.
Finally, tell us where we're going.
Yes, of course. You're going to Sicily, where you'll be able to identify the terrorists. This way, madam.
Any identification?
Not so far.
How many of them?
3 plus 1, and they're heading this way.
I'm asking you, as head of the Italian government,
to authorize the Egyptian aircraft, with the murderers and hijackers on board,
to land at Sigonella NATO base, together with the American aircraft, now escorting it.
Are you sure of the identity of those aboard the Egyptian aircraft?
Beyond the shadow of a doubt.
In that case, we are pleased to cooperate, Mr. President. I'll permit them to land.
Falcon 7, we have a go. Force them down, now!
I copy, sir. We'll get them now. Hang on.
U.S. Commander to Egypt Air Carrier. Start your approach, Captain. You have a 4-minute touchdown.
It seems that the Italians are going to let us land.
It's headquarters, sir. They have orders for Prime Minister Craxi.
Ah, yes. Colonel Anicarico speaking. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, I understand the situation perfectly. If they really are aboard, they'll be turned over to nobody but an Italian magistrate. Yes, sir. Don't worry.
Radio Catania.
This is an emergency. I want all personnel on the main runway in battle alert.
Battle alert?
Exactly.
Catania on the line.
Thank you.
Here to operations. The Egyptian civil aircraft is touching down now. We'll keep patrolling the airspace. She's all yours, General.
Affirmative, Falcon 7.
Get down! Get down, everybody!
Is to embark or disembark without my orders.
Circondate l'aereo! Sparti, sparti!
Davies, I have orders to take custody of the terrorists aboard this aircraft.
Whose orders, may I ask?
The government of the United States of America.
We are not in America here.
This is a NATO base.
Which I have the honor of commanding, and which is on Italian soil.
Are you saying you'd order your men to prevent the capture of these terrorists, using any means necessary?
I will do whatever I consider my duty to ensure that international law and Italian jurisdiction are upheld.
Get me Washington.
I'm on the runway at Sigonella.
The commander of the base refuses to hand over the hijackers. He says the Italians have jurisdiction over the Achille Lauro terrorists.
If we want to use force,
what do we do, Mr. President?
Call Rome. I want to speak to Prime Minister Craxi.
Mr. President, some of the passengers are leaving Egypt now.
General Davies.
Passengers from the ship should be there in approximately
3 hours to identify the terrorists. Keep your men where they are, Walter.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Craxi, sir.
Mr. Craxi, I need your help again.
What up?
What about you?
You sound like an hysterical woman.
And you are a liar and a traitor!
I swear, if we get out of this, I will have you shot.
It's a difficult situation. Are you willing to hand over your men to the Italian authorities?
Can't we persuade them to let us leave?
Even if we could, I wouldn't do it. Think about it. As long as we are here, we have some protection from the Italians. But as soon as we take off, the Americans will catch us again. And who knows how things will end next time. At least here, every minute that passes is in your favor. If they were ready to go all the way with a military action, they would have done so immediately, I'd say. And in any case, before turning over your men, the Americans must leave. That is the condition which I told the Americans that we will not renounce.
This is a great victory, brothers. A slap in the face for Yankee arrogance.
But the Italians, they will put us in prison.
The dead man will have been eaten by sharks. You just deny everything. They cannot accuse you if there is no corpse. Anyway, you will have a trial. With newspapers, radio, television, so the whole world can see you. And you can tell them the reasons of our struggle.
We'll do it, Khalid. We know you will never abandon us.
Don't worry. You won't be inside for long. In a few months' time, we will hijack a plane belonging to the country holding you and force them to release you. I promise.